So who are you and what brings you here today?
Yeah, my name is Isabel Mendiola, and I am one of the directors of Gearbox Labs. And well, we are here today to show our students' projects about the water quality, sensors, and how they work with circuits for learning about science and technology.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are some ways that connect with schoolyards? Like, what would you be able to measure at schoolyards?
A schoolyard. Well, the idea in here is actually taking students to the greenhouses, for example, and to test water, test soil, air quality, using their projects, and getting data, analyze, and share with the rest of the community.
Very cool. And you're involved through the Learn Deep project, right?
I am.
Tell me a little bit about that and what opportunities that affords.
This is always a wonderful, those are wonderful meetings, because in there we can share the work of our students with other teachers. Teachers can be involved in our work as well. And also, they can be motivated to take these projects, this curriculum, to their classrooms, which is the idea.
Tell me a little bit about how you got into this role. Like, how did you come to be doing this work?
I started 18 years ago as a science teacher, and actually the idea was to change the traditional science experiments into more engineering, helping students with the transition from traditional labs into more coding, engineering prototyping, the connection between the science, what they were learning in a classroom, with the technology, the modern technology, science sensors, data analysis, all of that.
Why was that important to you?
Was important because they were understanding how sensors, real sensors, are used, and they were learning how to work with them. Then when they go to university, it's easier, the transition between high school to university. They have the understanding of, oh, okay, well, these sensors that I was using in junior high or high school, yeah, they are using it in a company, in a NASA, for example. I can work with that too. So they make the connection.
Kind of opens up the doors to beyond like a story problem in a book.
Absolutely.
So like, here's something I'm working on because I want to make it because I need it to work in a certain way.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What are some anecdotal examples of like things that kids have made using Gearbox Labs tech?
The first thing was the understanding about Ohm's law. What is a circuit? 5 volts, ground, what is a wire, connections, a breadboard, a sensor. Then from there, we moved them to the first sensor. Our first sensor was the soil moisture. So they wanted to measure levels of water in their pots, their plants. So they were using that sensor. We were using 7-8 lines of code. We use C++. And from there, they started building. Okay, what is next? A second sensor. Oh, well, can use DHT, which is humidity and temperature. So, well, from there, they said, well, now we have two sensors. We can take this to a greenhouse. We can actually test the environment there. So they were building, literally, their knowledge. They were understanding. From there, they moved to the gas sensor. They wanted to see the levels of CO2 inside the greenhouse. So they learned another skill using the first lessons from technology and science.
What schools were this at?
We started actually in Mexico. We stayed there for about 10 years, and then we moved to the United States. And now we are here in the area of Milwaukee, and we would like to take this program to other schools, so to share what we know about this and what our students did.
Cool.
Yeah.
And there's this, Vincent has greenhouses, right?
Yes,
so like
yeah,
maybe
exactly.
You'll make connections with folks at Vincent.
That is the reason. That is the reason. I mean, we're very excited to be here because, yeah, this is exactly what our students did. I mean, that we're working with greenhouses, real application. I mean, you can see a beautiful garden there. Yeah, I mean, this is what they can do. They can experiment. They can apply. So many things they can do with this technology.
What are you hoping to learn from today or to give to today?
Well, to learn about other vendors. I can see as well people that are investigating about water quality. Yes.
No, there's an ant on your shirt. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. About water quality. I mean, there are other people investigating about different areas of environmental science that we would like to know about.
Cool. Yeah. Very cool. All right.